From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 21st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Padicia is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Cairo Town Board meeting scheduled to take place on Monday, June the 19th, was canceled after members Doug Ostrander, Daniel Joyce, and Gary Warner failed to show. The meeting was called to discuss a dispute over the hog farm located on Mountain Avenue, owned by Mark Madell and Jason Watts. Members of the town board visited the farm 2 hours before the meeting was scheduled to begin, but town supervisor Dan Benoit and board members Mary Jo Cords were the only members to appear later at town hall. Benoit declined to share his assessment of the farm due to the ongoing investigation by the state health department and state agricultural and markets department. Three members who failed to turn out felt there was nothing to discuss without the town health officer and a representative of the State Department of Health present. Ostrander, along with the Infantino and McGrifford families, are suing Madow and Watts over the placement of pig pens on Madow's land, located within the state's certified agricultural district. Ostrander, along with some neighbors of the 200-year-old farm, including his daughter, are alleging the harmful odors and potential water contamination created by the animals pose a potential health risk for nearby residents. Other town residents have spoken in support of Watts' right to farm. The Cairo Town Board will next meet at 7 p.m. Monday, July the 3rd, in Cairo Town Hall at 512 Main Street in Cairo. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Register-Star that the Livingston Town Board on Monday, June the 19th, unanimously adopted a local law to prohibit mining and mines in the town's LDR2 district, which provides for orderly residential development. The decision was greeted by cheers and applause from more than 20 residents in attendance at the public meeting. Joseph Sweeney, president of the Livingston Neighbors Association, a group of 106 residents who supported the law, said, and I quote, "We fought this battle. It was a hard battle to protect our neighborhood and the community. This will not only help people presently here, it will also help the generations to come in relation to pollution and traffic conditions," end quote. The State Department of Environmental Conservation reports there are 5 active sand and gravel mines in Livingston. Resistance to allowing mining in the residential district began in April 2016 when Red Wing Sand and Gravel submitted an application to the Town Planning Board requesting the approval of an application to establish a 14.3-acre sand and gravel mine. The new law was passed following an 8-month mining moratorium. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Belasia Village Board on June the 13th adopted a new local law that would allow a new self-service car wash to be located on the site of the former Valken restaurant. The measure changed the zoning to make it part of the business district. Mayor Diane Argall said approximately 1/3 of the property was located in the R1 or residential district, and much of that is wetland. Because the wetland is protected, it will not be developed, Argall said. The Village Planning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals are currently reviewing the application from B.J. Cantelli and Stingray Properties, LLC, to put a self-service car wash on the property. Bill Better, the attorney for Cantelli, attended the public hearing and applauded the village for making the change, which would allow the existing building to remain and possibly reopen as a restaurant. Cantelli said he would like to rent out the Valken building to be run as a restaurant. Better's clients must now present a new plan to the Planning Board and ZBA. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Chris Bragg reports in the Albany Times-Union that the State Board of Elections Independent Enforcement Office is investigating whether New York Senate Republicans boosted several specific candidates with financial support from a campaign fund that is not allowed to be used to promote individual candidates. State Senator George Amador, Republican of Rotterdam, who represents Greene County in Albany, is one of the legislators who received help from the campaign fund in the 2016 election. Political party housekeeping accounts are not to be used for the, and I quote, "express purpose of promoting the candidacy of specific candidates," end quote. Last month, Senate Republicans filed a motion to quash subpoenas issued by the Board of Elections for GOP records related to the issue. Amador defeated Democrat Sarah Nicoli 63-36% in November of 2016. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Rick Collin reports at Capital Confidential that just a year after the Public Service Commission approved Charter Communications takeover of Time Warner Cable, the company has already violated the deal and faces a $13 million penalty. The New York State Department of Public Service announced on June 19th that it had reached a settlement agreement with Charter Communications Incorporated over the company's failure to meet its requirement to build out its cable network as required in last year's approval of Charter's acquisition of Time Warner Cable Incorporated. Department Interim CEO Greg C. Seri said, and I quote, "The commission conditioned its approval of the merger on Charter's agreement to undertake several types of investments and other activities. While Charter is delivering on many of them, it failed to expand the reach of its network to unserved and underserved communities and commercial customers in the time allocated," end quote. As of May 18, 2017, Charter had only extended its network to pass 15,164 of the 36,250 premises it was required to pass in the first year of the deal. The public will get to comment on the proposed settlement, which then requires commission approval. Anyone can read the settlement agreement at www.dps.ny.gov and entering case number 15-M-0388 in the input box labeled Search for Case Matter Number. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that Michael Wendell got the nomination of the Conservative Party last week to run against Ulster County Comptroller Elliot Auerbach in November. On June 19th, Wendell was sentenced to 3 years of probation and ordered not to contact Auerbach or his family after violating an order of protection. Ulster County Conservative Chairman Edward Gaddy said he did not know about the kerfuffle between Wendell and Auerbach. Gaddy said, and I quote, "I'm going to call a meeting of the Conservative Party Executive Committee, and we're going to have to come to a resolution on this matter. Could they withdraw the nomination?" He told MidHudsonNews.com, and I quote, "That is certainly one possibility. We're going to have to discuss this as the entire group. This is a very serious matter," end quote. Wendell must stay at least 500 feet away from Auerbach and his family during any political activity attended by both parties, according to the protection order imposed by Shawangunk Town Justice Kevin Hunt. On December 17, 2015, Wendell, and I quote, "aggressively approached," end quote, Auerbach at the Wawarsing Town Hall in the village of Ellenville, and I quote, "placed himself within inches of Mr. Auerbach with a camera in his hand," end quote, and made statements to the controller, and I quote, "of a harassing and taunting nature," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced more than $1 million in grants to 27 new and early stage farms through the New York State New Farmers Grant Fund, including three in Columbia County. The Blue Star Farm receives $50,000, Letterbox Farm gets $31,000, and the Morning Star Farm receives $30,436 from the program. Cuomo said, and I quote, "agriculture remains a major New York industry, and with the support from the New Farmers Grant Fund, we will be making investments that will pay dividends for future generations of farmers. The fund continues to provide access to capital to help new and early farms grow while supporting the expansion of businesses statewide. And with this latest round of awards, New York will help increase production and support this critically important part of our economy for years to come," end quote. The Long Season Farm and the West Wind Orchard, both in Ulster County, received $32,119 and $48,619, respectively. The WGXC Radios in Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive continues. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support makes all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated showers from Wednesday morning into early afternoon. The National Weather Service in Albany is also warning there is a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms from afternoon into early evening. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. But Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mainly at 7 p.m., it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And on Friday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 p.m., then showers and thunderstorms likely after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 66 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:36 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 21st day of June and the first day of summer 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.